O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Luke 9, verses 51 through 62. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Jesus, You Have Called Us by Joel Payne. Each verse focuses on how Christ has called us to follow him. The choruses are a worshipful response and convey the listener's desire to obey and walk after our Savior. Consistent patterns and higher instrumental parts maintain a steadiness throughout the song.
Jesus, you have called us. Come, follow me. Take up your cross, deny yourself, and live.
Luke 9, verses 51 through 62. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered a village of the Samaritans to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went on to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me," but he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my Father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those in my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Do you ever agree to do something without realizing all that it entails? Sometimes we fail to read the fine print. We agree to accomplish a task only to find out that it is far more than we bargained for. Well, Jesus, in this passage, eliminates any fine print. He makes it all bold. He ensures that there will be no confusion about what following him will entail. See, many people are willing to follow Jesus until they find out just what's involved. Jesus warns, "Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but even I, the one who made them all, the one who rightly owns everything, even I don't have a place to rest my head. Do you really want to follow me?" If the answer is still yes, then he issues another warning. He says that he requires ultimate allegiance. He has to be first priority over duty to family, over your job. Jesus comes first. One commentator writes, "There can be no turning back in the service of Jesus, any more than a backward-looking plowman can expect to plow a straight furrow." Jesus' reply is more rigorous than what we saw in the calling of Elijah in 1 Kings 19:19-21. Jesus requires nothing short of absolute commitment to him. This is a rather interesting church growth strategy. Now, this sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. But every time I begin to think of it as being too much, I ask Peter's question in John 6:68, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Jesus requires absolute commitment, total allegiance, but he is worth it. And notice that he doesn't ask of us anything that he himself wasn't willing to endure. The one who gave himself totally for us has the right to expect that we do the same. Now, I think we have a tendency to look at sacrifice for Jesus' sake as loss, but in reality, it's not, because of what we gain. And what do we gain? We gain him. Paul expresses this truth so wonderfully in Philippians 3, writing, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord." Friends, Jesus calls us to follow him. It's not easy, but it is worth it. Let's close now with this prayer from St. Jerome. O Lord, you have mercy on all. Take away from me my sins and mercifully set me ablaze with the fire of your Holy Spirit. Take away from me the heart of stone and give me a human heart, a heart to love and adore you, a heart to delight in you, to follow and enjoy you. For Christ's sake, amen.